October 20th, 2009, creative professionals will come together at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio for Summit Up, a social media confab. In this podcast, Summit Up presenter Deba Halpert offers a preview of her presentation on YouTube and podcasting. For more information on Summit Up, visit summitup.org. Hi, this is David Bowman. I am joined today by Deba Halpert. She is the founder of Girlfriendology. She is an author, a dreamer, an entrepreneur, a student of social media, an animal lover, a wife, and definitely a girlfriend. She is also one of the many talented professionals who will be presenting at the upcoming event, Summit Up, a social media confab, which will be October 20th at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. Deba, how are you today?
I'm great, David. It's great to talk to you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. I want to thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your valuable time to share a bit about what you are going to be discussing at Summit Up. So why don't I start with that? What is the topic of your presentation at Summit Up, and why is it going to be important for people to know more about it?
I am talking about YouTube and podcasting, and to be honest, I'm going to throw a couple other things in there, like Blog Talk Radio and some of the other ways of using some of these social media and kind of social broadcasting tools to build your traffic, to build your message and your brand. So specifically on podcasting, I've done about 100 podcasts. So we're going to talk a little bit about what it is, some of the preferences. Some people have Macs and PCs, and a little bit on the technology, which we're going to, you know, get everybody involved in. What technology do you use and what works for you? So we're going to have a lot of interaction with the people there because we all have different experiences, but definitely some of the tips and tricks that I've learned, and also ways, I kind of have a marketing background, a lot of ways of how to promote your podcast and things like that. So we're going to talk about podcasting. We're going to talk about YouTube because YouTube, as you know, is the second largest search engine. People are on YouTube and they're finding companies and resources through YouTube videos. And it doesn't have to be anything that's professionally edited. It doesn't have to be anything that's expensive or elaborate. But you do want to put your best foot forward. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how to do that. And again, how to get your message out there on YouTube and, you know, again, talk to the crowd and see who's using what technologies and what's working best for them and the response that they're getting. I always love that when I go to conferences where you know there's a lot of fabulous people that are there that know a lot, to get people from the audience to share what they've done and what they've learned. So that's going to be, I think, really interactive and helpful for all of us to kind of share that information. I'm also going to throw in a little Blog Talk Radio, because I do that one, and other people have some other sources that they've done online radio. I think it fits in the podcast and YouTube kind of genre. And it's not as overwhelming as I thought when I got into it, and it's been a great way for me to be able to interact with people and promote those conversations on my site and kind of the differences in Blog Talk Radio and podcasting and the differences that that involves. What I think is going to be really funny is that this happens right after I go to Blog World Expo, and that's one thing that I'm going to have on my mind while I'm there is, how are people using these tools? What's coming? And kind of talk about that with everyone to find out what's the future of podcasting, what's the future of YouTube, how do we kind of prepare for that. So that's kind of what I want us to kind of look forward and what's going to come with these opportunities. So that's kind of the big rambling description of my presentation.
What do you think are the few key takeaways you're hoping that people will get sort of at the end? If they remember just a couple things, what do you want that to be?
Well, I think that by talking about these things, we'll simplify them and make them a little bit more accessible. So I'm hoping that they will see some opportunities that they may be able to incorporate in their social media and marketing plan. So I think that they'll have some takeaways of, hey, YouTube, you know, isn't as overwhelming as I thought, or I've never thought of doing a podcast, and you know, if they can do a podcast on this subject, then I can take this different twist on my subject and have a podcast. So kind of learning what opportunities are out there and that they can walk away with, hey, I can do it, or hey, I was thinking about doing it, and now isn't the time, but I will, you know, keep following what's going on in this technology. So I think there will be some action steps that people can walk out of there with and go, hey, that's cool to know, and that'll help my business, and that will grow my business, because that's what this is all about, is, you know, being better and having the right tools to reach our goals through social media. So I think they can walk away with some of those key bits of information to help them make those decisions and jump into it quicker.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think we've, with the event, there's a great mix of what I would say are big idea type of folks and immediate takeaway type of folks. So I think everybody that goes there can, A, sort of change their complete mindset and paradigm about social media and probably take away some really big ideas and concepts, but at the same time have some immediate tools and tactics and tips that they can go to their computer, turn it on, and say, I'm going to try that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's going to – I'm really, really excited. I also get to present, so you and I both are sort of in a dual role. So as an attendee at the conference, who is it that you're excited about seeing at Summit Up?
That's a hard one, because there's so many that I'm really excited about seeing. I love Kevin Dugan. I always learn things from him, and plus I just totally respect him,
uh-huh.
And that'll be great. Kendra Ramirez is always fabulous, as is Jennifer McClure. Love them. It will be a hard decision for the one session, because you're up against a couple of my favorites, which is Steve Phillips with SEO, because I always get something out of talking with him, and Allie Margiello about email marketing, because I respect her and what she's doing. But, of course, you know, the headliner is probably my favorite, because I saw Chris Brogan recently speak at Blog Indiana, and he has this new book, and he was basically on fire. He was a stand-up comic almost. He was so funny and telling these great insights into social media and this audience that I could just hear him speak over and over and over, because he is so smart and he's such a nice guy. And that comes across. He's just a very genuine guy. And he is just a top-notch speaker, and I think that says a lot for this event, that there are local speakers, there are big speakers. I mean, this is a really great day, and I just am really excited about it. It's going to be awesome.
I couldn't agree more. It's not too far up the road to Dayton, and certainly if you're in Cincinnati, if you're in Columbus, even a little further away than that. But even if you're in Dayton, why do you think people should consider attending this event at all?
Social media, that you pretty much need to be there. I learn so much when I go to these conferences, and I try to go to as many as I can, because I learn so much from the people in the hall and the conversations that I have, you know, with somebody at lunch just over coffee while you're waiting for it to start. I learn so much, and just the energy in conferences like this, you can't really get that online. And as much as we all love the online world and we've connected through the online world, those conversations are very exciting and energized when you're together at something like this. So I think at Summit Up, it's going to be a great gathering, not only of the speakers, but all the people that are going to be there, because it really is a collaborative kind of crowd that comes to these things, because we're all learning from each other. And I think it's worth the drive, definitely, just because you're in a room with fascinating people that you can learn from. And just little things that they say, you can apply them to your business or to your social media efforts. And I've had them transform what I'm doing by just comments that I hear at conferences like this. So I'm just thrilled. It's so close. I don't have to drive to another state. I don't have to, like, get on a plane. I just am really excited that it's going on and that I can be a part of it. So thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Oh, hey, I am so thrilled that you are going to be involved with it and thrilled you're going to be there. It's going to be a great day. I'm really, really excited about the whole event. And I look forward to seeing you in October, if not sooner. at the Summit Up event, and wanted to thank you so much for answering all my pesky questions today.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be at Summit Up. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Deva. We will see you in October.
Okay. Thanks, David.
Bye-bye.